This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. State lawmakers are considering a measure that would require a three-day waiting period for all gun purchases. Dozens of witnesses spoke at a committee hearing yesterday. That includes Jenny Gunther. She says a friend bought a gun and died by suicide within an hour.
I am confident that if there was a waiting period law in 2021, Lindsay would be alive today. The immediate access to a gun led to a permanent solution for her temporary hardships.
The Democratic measure passed its first committee on a party-line vote. It's part of a package of gun control bills up for consideration at the state capitol. A massive battery factory is coming to Brighton. CPR Sam Brash reports Amprius Technologies has signed a letter of intent to build the facility.
The California-based company makes state-of-the-art lithium-ion batteries, batteries that can power everything from cars to a new generation of electric aircraft. The company plans to invest $190 million to revamp an existing factory site. $50 million comes from the U.S. Department of Energy to support domestic battery production. The company also received millions in tax incentives from the city of Brighton and the state. Governor Jared Polis' office worked to draw the company to Colorado, and he says it'll employ more than 300 people and help support Colorado's ongoing transition to electric vehicles. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Seven candidates for Denver mayor will speak at an event held by Denverite tonight. The Denverites People Forum starts at 5 o'clock, and you can stream that on Denverite's Facebook page. Please come and watch that for us. You're listening to CPR News, and The Daily is next.